At wine walks, people are served glasses of wine at retail stores that don't ordinarily serve wine or food. Baraboo Mayor Mike Palm says the wine walks are one way to maintain vitality in the heart of a city.
It's no secret that downtowns in rural Wisconsin are under constant pressure from highway commercial, big box, strip malls, and whatnot.
Under a proposed bill, municipalities could continue to get a Class B or picnic permit to hold 2 wine walks a year. Underage persons would be allowed to attend, but not drink. Assembly author Keith Ripp says wine could not be served after 9 p.m. Senate author Howard Markling says the events have not created problems and attract people to the downtown. Becca Stelling, owner of Becca Kate's Kitchen and Home Accessories, chairs Baraboo's Wine Walk. She says stores want to locate downtown so they can be part of it.
There isn't a more cost-effective way to guarantee that, in our case, 500 plus people will walk into your business in one day.
Downtown Baraboo Incorporated Vice President Lacey Steffa says the Tavern League of Wisconsin is concerned about competition, but she says some bars have actually seen increased business after the wine walks end. Officials from Baraboo, Portage, Mauston, and Reedsburg recently testified in favor of the bill. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.